It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you as usual, along with a very nervous, slightly edgy.
Can you all start praying already?
And very touchy. Vishal. Vishal, Derby Night is upon us. And I mean, the Derby by itself has enough context, rivalry, importance, tension.
Yep.
But when there is so much riding on it, the tension ratchets up, as we saw during the El Clasico.
Yep.
Which was probably one of the games of the year in terms of the drama and
right up there, yeah.
The suspense. And there was even some good football in there.
Yep.
So,
no, Ronaldo, we are not talking about you.
So, comparing all of that to this Manchester derby tonight,
yep.
Of course, the title is not on the line.
Yep.
Antonio Conte will be battling that out against Mauricio
Pochettino
at his Spurs,
yep.
Who still maintain the heat on Chelsea's tail.
Yep.
4 points the difference. Remember, it was 13 points, yep. Not about 3 weeks ago. And Chelsea have a tough game coming up against Everton. So, we'll see what happens there, but we're not going to go into that, Vishal.
Yep.
Because I know that you'd know what to talk about anything else other than the Pep Guardiola versus Jose Mourinho showdown. At the Etihad, how do you see things shaping up?
I've been trying to think about this for a long time now as to what is going to happen in this game. So yes, like you said, the stakes are high. The top four position is up for grabs. Both the teams have put themselves in a good position to make sure that they are in the top four. But in terms of form, United coming in with better form, City have been shaky still, a few ups in the league, a few downs in the cup. So it's just a very tricky situation because the loss against Arsenal puts more pressure on City to turn up and perform at home today. And United have too many injuries and the fixture list has taken a toll on them now with even Pogba being ruled out of this game. So I'm not sure how they'll line up. I'm not sure what the tactics are going to be. And for the first ever time, I'm going to say that I'm not very certain of what to expect from this game. But other than the fact that Mourinho will set up safely, I think it will be a similar approach to what he went at Chelsea, where he will try to eliminate Sané, eliminate David Silva, and see what and take it from there. Where he will try to use pace, he will try to use a Martial, he will try to use a Rashford, and try to use pace against a slower City defense, which has a Otamendi and a company which is honestly waiting to happen if you're going to run at them. So I think that's going to be Mourinho's play, where it might be very heavy on the counter attack, lesser on the
and. From Pep Guardiola's perspective,
yep.
I mean, number one, does he start Yaya Touré? And number two, does somebody tell Yaya Touré that there is a derby going on and remind him that he has a football match to play?
So one, I would start Yaya Touré simply because one, the presence in midfield. If they had a Pogba starting, that would be neutralized. But simply because they have a Fellaini, who when it comes to skill-to-skill comparison is far, far inferior than Yaya Touré. Yaya Touré will beat Fellaini all 6 days of the week and eat him for dinner and some dessert. So I think if I were Pep Guardiola, I would start Yaya Touré. Maybe I remind him that this is a derby. But I think Yaya Touré, even on his worst day, is far better than the person who will be man-marking him. And I think it is important from a man-marking point of view in the box as well, where Fellaini marked by Yaya Touré is still better than, for example, Fernandinho or Fernando, who might take up the duty.
And to wrap this preview up, let's just talk about context. Manchester United have two games in hand on Liverpool,
yep.
And they are just 3 points behind,
yep.
Which means, from a point of view, for Jose Mourinho, 1 point is a pretty terrific result if he wants to set up that way.
Yep. To really break it down, Liverpool are in the highest danger of losing in the top four spot with both the Manchester teams coming up. And
not only are in the highest danger,
correct.
If you ask their fans,
yeah.
We already have discounted for the possibility
because,
of playing in the Europa League.
A crucial loss during the weekend where United themselves won, and you pretty much have walked into the opportunity of making those two games in hand count. So
Arsenal winning against Leicester yesterday.
Yep, so the stakes are increasing for Liverpool, who might now just land land up outside the top four and look likely to land up outside the top four. But in pure stakes, because when the year started, everybody said this was Guardiola versus Mourinho for the championship, because they, with the purchases that United made and with Guardiola coming in, there was a lot of hype about how these two will be the top two and everybody else will be a supporting act. But the season has definitely not gone according to plan, especially for Pep Guardiola. Mourinho, there's been a trend that this might not be the season where it will, he might make it count, but Guardiola has been so hot and cold this season, and his coming into England has also not been anything up to expectation. So a loss against United at the Etihad might come back to really, really call the season his biggest failure.
Yes, because particularly if you consider that just about 4 or 5 days ago, his only bid for silverware remaining in this season was ended.
Yep.
Thus making it the first time in his career he would go without a trophy.
Without a trophy, exactly. So the pressure is on Pep Guardiola, and while I still think the City players have never really responded well to pressure, because most of the core team remains here. City players have never really been big occasion players, other than the likes of Aguero in that goal against United. But they have always bottled in top situations, and you can see that because they've never been able to defend a league title successfully, which is the biggest mark of a good team. So I think this is Guardiola and City's turn to be counted, where I think this win is crucial for them, simply for morale, simply for the fact that they say that, okay, at least we got the double over United in the league. Forget the fact that they lost to United in the cup, but the double over United in the league is still worth a lot of prestige.
And we are almost assured of a Champions League spot, because that's going to become very crucial.
That might be the only measure of success that they have.
United actually have an insurance in a sense that they are still in the Europa
UEFA
League.
Cup, yeah.
And Manchester City aren't. So we'll see how that turns out, and we'll obviously bring you the breakdown and the analysis of that game, depending on how Vishal's mood is on that. In the meantime, you guys can find us on iTunes or on Pocket Cast or Stitcher or any other podcasting platform that you use. Otherwise, you can visit us on Audioboom. We are in the channel Soccer Sense. Or you can visit our website, soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com, or follow us on Twitter at Sense Soccer. So that's all you've got in this preview. Hopefully, this is going to be a cracker of a derby. Vishal,
please pray for United, y'all. Even you City fans, I know you're non-existent. Pray for us.
And this is Tariq signing off. See you guys next time.